Good morning, Northwestern, and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's Daily News Brief. I'm your host, Francesco Thorix-Aboya, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9 a.m. Central on Monday, February 3rd. Kicking it off with Northwestern news, campus has faced a common cause of stomach flu called norovirus that causes fever, muscle aches, discomfort, and makes it hard to keep food down. According to a Daily Northwestern article, norovirus spreads through airborne particles, contaminated surfaces, and foodborne transmission. Feinberg professor Todd Florin says if you contract the virus, frequently and thoroughly wash your hands and stay hydrated. In Evanston news, a group of Evanston art advocates called Evanston Made held an art showcase Saturday at Prairie Joe's West, and another store named Artem Pop-Up Gallery did the same. According to a Daily Northwestern article, a third event was held on the same day at Stormprint City, where owner Russell Mewitz taught customers how to create their own t-shirts. In Chicago news, a landing plane at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport collided with an aircraft tug, flipping the aircraft tug over and critically injuring the worker, who ended up pinned underneath the tug. According to CBS Chicago, the 64-year-old employee had sustained critical injuries to the head and lower body, but was stabilized at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. In state news, Indiana House Speaker Todd Huston proposed a bill that would allow Illinois counties to secede from Illinois and join Indiana. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker labeled the bill as a stunt and called Indiana a low-wage state, according to the Peoria Journal-Star, a Peoria, Illinois newspaper. This bill, if passed, would also form a commission to determine if they should redraw the Illinois-Indiana border. In national news, Elon Musk said that President Donald Trump has signed off on closing the U.S. Agency for International Development. And according to CNN, the agency's future is looking bleak. Evidence of the agency's aid work has been removed from the building, their social media accounts have been completely inactive, and their webpage was reduced on the State Department website. That's all, folks, for today's Daily Cat. Live from WNUR News, I'm Francesco Thorix-Aboya. Tonight, we'll be broadcasting live from Lewis Hall. Tune in to 89.3 at 6 p.m. Central to hear about the Fairchild dorms, celebrity breakups, and winter runners. That's all for today's Daily Cat. Live from WNUR News, I'm Francesco Thorix-Aboya. See you tonight.